News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
And Paul O'Brien is chair of the IFA infrastructure project team. The reason he's here is to talk about compulsory purchase orders, because the IFA membership and rural communities beyond that are very concerned about compulsory purchase orders being used to take farmland for things like greenways. And before the break, when we were trying to get Paul up, I had begun with the question, which I'll go again with, which is, what's the other option, Paul?
The other option, Anton, is a agreed dialogue, an agreed system in place, which we thought we actually had, which was a code of best practice to allow a voluntary agreement between landowners and farm and the farming community and county councils in delivering a successful greenway. Unfortunately, over the last number of years, there's been a lot of, I suppose, big projects, big ambitions. There's about 60 projects in all some form of dialogue or some form of planning. And unfortunately, the big problem we're seeing is that there's actually no money really for the delivery of these.
So now, what happens, Paul? Let's take that situation where you're trying to get a happy consensus, which obviously it would be the ideal situation. But if you get one landowner who is just in an inveterate, ornery, difficult person and says, I don't want to be part of this, or if you get one landowner who sees an economic opportunity and decides to be a holdout and push for more money, well, doesn't that pull the whole thing apart?
The reality is that this has to be delivered using the best practices, conversations, trying to, I suppose, get community behind an event, get community behind a rollout of a greenway. You will always have people who are, not going to be interested in a negotiation with a county council. But I think, Anton, the big picture is here is that there's lots of potential developments that could take place using state-owned land. The most successful greenways that have been delivered, like the Waterford Greenway, was done on state-owned land. The budget is not there to do the 3,000 kilometres of greenway, which, using Transport Infrastructure Ireland's figures, would cost $6 billion. The budget is only $60 million. That's funding dedicated by the
Department. But hang on, Paul, go back to the CPO issue. If you're using state land, it's dead handy if you happen to have an old rail line that you can run the greenway down. But if you don't and you have to cross farmland, how do you get past that challenge of holdouts or recalcitrant sellers?
You have to negotiate, Anton. It's as simple as that. There will be people that we are fundamentally against the principle of CPOs for greenways. Farmers are businesses. Nobody is against the principle of a greenway. However, it has to be delivered in a way that brings farmers, landowners, communities with them.
At the moment, loads of people are against the principle of greenways. If you go up to Cooley in County Louth, you'll see neck deep in signs saying Cooley sheep farmers against the greenway.
And there's a reason for that, Anton, and that's because there's a mistrust because of the system that's in place where there tries to be forcefully CPOs in place to try to, I suppose, force the hand of farmers. So, Anton, we have to be clear here. No one is against the principle. The budget is not there in order to deliver this massive rollout, which is affecting thousands of farmers potentially on these 60 projects throughout the country. There is an opportunity to, I suppose, bespoke fund financing in place for a certain number of limited projects where the community and landowners are most certainly.
But you still, as I understand it, Paul, if we go with your methodology, we still risk the end result where I can have a situation that one individual landowner will say, I'm now in a direct negotiation with the state, I am going to set a price that is eye-watering, or I'm not going to sell, and there's nothing the state can do if they don't have the backstop of a CPO.
The state will always have the CPO method. And that's unfortunate or fortunate, no matter what angle you're looking at. But the reality is, Anton, farmers can't force the price of land if it goes through an arbitration process in the CPO. So, there is very, very headings that you can't exceed the value of land. You can't exceed one thing or another. But the problem is, the big ambition from county councils, over 60 projects, as I've said, the reality is that there might only be a small number of those delivered. Meanwhile, we've got thousands of farmers in the country who are potentially looking at these greenways being developed, and they will probably potentially never, ever be built. So key funding for the most deliverable projects, and that way there's a win for everybody, but maximising the use of state-owned land. But we are against severance of farmland, we're against CPOs, but there has to be a better way of negotiating. And unfortunately, the ambition is not there financially to meet the ambitions of all of the county councils in the country to deliver this massive rollout of greenways.
Paul, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Paul O'Brien, who's chair of the IFA, Infrastructure Project Team.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.